Monster Energy Welcome to Rockville returns to Metropolitan Park April 29th and 30th, celebrating rock's greatest hits all weekend long with Def Leppard, Soundgarden, A Perfect Circle, The Offspring, and more. 2 days, over 40 bands on 3 stages. Tickets on sale now. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for tickets, info, and more. Welcome to Rockville, fueled by Monster Energy Drink.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a special guest for you. We're joined by film director Jared Cohen. Jared, how's it going?
You know, it's going pretty good. Pretty good. Can't complain. I'm happy to be on the show. Happy to be talking to you. And it's another day in sunny Southern California.
Absolutely. Jared, I want to talk to you about your two most recent films, King Arthur and Knights of the Round Table, as well as The Devil's Domain. Two great films. They're both, I guess, kind of polar opposites. One is, I would say horror, and the other one is action-adventure. Tell me a little bit about kind of how you got involved with filmmaking.
It was funny. I started off as an actor. And I worked, quite a bit on the acting side, and although it really wasn't as sort of busy as I'd like to be. So I really started writing screenplays, and luckily through the connections I made as an actor, the producers, I was able to send one of my scripts out, and luckily one of them, they read it, and they liked it enough to want to make it. And at the time I was in between, deciding whether or not I wanted to be an actor or a director, and then I figured, the acting thing wasn't panning out as busy as I wanted, so I sort of made that transition to being behind the camera, which I'm glad I did, because it's at least so far as of now working out a little bit better. And I can see my hats off to anyone that is pursuing the career of being an actor. It is so challenging, and there are so many actors here in Los Angeles, so I think directing is for me at least, and that's very extremely competitive as well. So, I mean, this whole industry is extremely competitive. So, I'm just happy and blessed to have any opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you say that you've, I guess, given up completely on acting? Are you focusing solely on directing now?
For the most part, yeah. There's a few cool friends that are filmmakers that, every now and then will call me up and say, hey, I got this part, or, would you like to audition for this thing? But I don't actually pursuing it. In terms of, submitting proposals or trying to get representation. So for me, and luckily I'm busy. I'm really busy at the time, so I can, I can stay focused on the directing, on the writing, and
absolutely.
Luckily. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So maybe one day down the road, who knows, if the right opportunity presents itself, or if there's a film that I'm producing or directing, maybe down the road I'll, switch gears, and at least a little. I'll never fully switch gears and, give up the directing, but I may jump in front of the camera. I enjoy acting, I really do enjoy it, and it's something that you never know, like, one day, that's the one thing about this life. One day you're here, next day, you have no idea clear where things are going to go. I swear to God, I've been taken for quite an adventure, and I think everyone, for the most part, can relate to some extent on that. You know, it's
absolutely
things happen. You know, life is
absolutely
crazy.
Absolutely. Tell me about your film, Devil's Domain. What prompted you to do that film? And, you know, the horror genre is something that, you know, a lot of people dabble with, but I guess horror is something, it's an art form within itself. Tell me a little bit about the film and kind of what was your motivation for making it.
The idea initially was presented by Brian Pereira over at Cleopatra Records and Entertainment. And, you know, big shout out to Brian for giving me the opportunity to write and direct that film. And, that's one of the few films that I've done that really has a positive message. And, it raises awareness about cyberbullying and social, you know, the negative side of social media and people wanting to be famous and the sort of the depression that can come from these things and it felt really good. You know, it was something that I hadn't really thought of at the time until people saw the film and it's something that I really it kind of changed my viewpoint as a filmmaker to really. To do things that, you know, are positive. And, you know, because horror, people think of horror and they're like, oh, it's just a guy running around killing people and, you know, and gore and nudity and, you know, that kind of stuff. But, I mean, it is a horror film and people do die. But there is a moral. There is a somewhat of a takeaway of it. That is positive, and that's made me feel good about myself and being a filmmaker and as an artist, and it's something that I really would like to explore further in all my films, or at least the films that can call for it. If you can raise awareness and do something, it's good. It's like helping out or volunteering or giving to charity. It kind of gives you that little positive thing. Feeling.
Absolutely. What did what sorts of films did you are you a fan of? And how have those films or those genre films helped to define your style?
The films that I personally relate to are films that have heart, but also, I saw Hacksaw Ridge. I thought that was such a powerful film, and it shows the care of humanity. I saw La La Land. I thought it had really showed the sort of, the Hollywood pursuit. I saw Arrival last night. I finished watching that last night. And that was just, it had a message, and I think the films, the great films that are succeeding, have some sort of deeper meaning to them. Moonlight, films that can invoke emotion, that really illuminate the human condition, I think are the ones that I respond to. There's other films, there's other great films, Saving Private Ryan I love, The Social Network I love, Tombstone I love, The Matrix I love, and then in terms of, like, genre films, I enjoy, Friday the 13th and, Nightmare on Elm Street. These are, classic horror films, Psycho, but there's movies like, Fatal Attraction, Tombstone, and then there's martial arts movies I used to watch all the time, Best of the Best, Saw, the Saw franchise. I mean, I'm all over the place with the movies. I like it. I love documentaries as well. So, you know, it's great.
But, yeah, as I was saying, what is the biggest takeaway that you want moviegoers and consumers of this film or any of your films, what is the biggest takeaway that you want them to get from your work?
And that's evolved, like I was saying. The biggest takeaway now, I want there to be a message. You know, I want people to reflect upon themselves and see, you know, and show something that, you know, it's not just a story that doesn't have a meaning. I'm really on a quest right now to illuminate something that maybe people keep, you know, within themselves, or, you know, kind of expose, show a secret. You know, secrets, I think, are very important, because those are the things that people don't really talk about. So if I can get people to reflect, at least internally, then I think, you know, I've done some part of the job as an artist. I think great art has that. You know, there's entertaining. You know, there's movies like, you know, Transformers, which are very entertaining, and, you know, I love Michael Bay, and I think he's done, you know, I think his greatest movie personally was 13 Hours, with, you know, about the Benghazi, because that was a true story. That had heart, that had emotion. It also had the action. Fantastic movie. But there's a lot of movies that are just, you know, shoot 'em up and go. And don't get me wrong, I enjoy those movies. But you look at the movies that, you know, that win Oscars, and, you know, it's movies like Moonlight and, you know, La La Land and, you know, and, you know, and it's movies that evoke emotion, you know, and this is something that's relatively new to me as a filmmaker, kind of dealing with, you know, heavy-hearted subject matter, and I really want to steer my, screenwriting and storytelling to that, and I think that's what's important. Same thing with music. You know, I mean, same thing with music, and I think actually music probably came upon that realization, you know, earlier on, or maybe not. You know, I mean, but there's matters that, you know, there's songs, and it's about love and powerful things, and, you know, and then there's comedy, you know, then there's great comedies, but also, you know, in those comedies, in the best comedies, I think there's real subject matter. Maybe not, you know, some comedy, like Old School is one of my favorite comedies, and it's just freaking hysterical. And, you know, I enjoy that. I think it goes on, you know, depends on the movie.
Absolutely. I want to jump ahead and talk about your film, your newest film, King Arthur, The Knights of the Round Table. Tell me, like, what the filming process was like for that. I mean, the way that you did it was so out of the box, you know. That's a story that's been told so many times, but you were able to retell it in such a way that it was fresh and it was exciting. Tell me a little bit about what the filming process was like on it, and kind of like what made you decide to do the film.
We actually shot that film in Thailand. It was for The Asylum. Big shout out to The Asylum. I mean, that's the company that, and the producers that really kind of got me going in this industry. And, you know, I will love them to the day I die. And, you know, big shout out to David Latt, David Romali, Paul Bell. And they just gave me an opportunity. And I've directed 10 movies for them now. And with King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, that was, you know, that was a very fun, quirky, movie. You know, it was obviously, I think it was a tough shoot because it was a tight schedule. But, you know, we had a great crew, great cast. And, you know, I had a good time making it. I think, you know, I grew. Every film I try to learn something. It was written by a great writer, Scotty Mullen. And it was just fun. You know, that movie, I think the audience is going to hopefully have fun with it. It's so outside the box, and it's quirky, and, you know, it's got action, some humor, and, you know, a giant robot attacking the city. So, you know, I tried to bring as much scope into it, even though, you know, it was a tight budget, but I tried to make it as, you know, feel as big as possible, which I always try to do. You know, obviously it depends on the movie. Some movies are more intimate, and but, you know, I hope the audience just, that's really just entertainment, you know. I want that movie to be just entertainment.
Absolutely. And Jared, where can our listening audience find out more about you and keep abreast of your upcoming film?
You know, I'm on Instagram, at JaredCone1, the number one. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, and I've recently been getting, you know, trying to do more of the social media to, you know, to kind of keep, you know, people informed and, you know, entertained with, you know, posting photos and trying to post some more videos because people seem to enjoy that. Yeah, you know, that's a whole other thing is, you know, trying to keep, you know, doing it. I love doing these interviews, and I love, you know, there's the whole marketing PR of, you know, kind of creating a brand. And you know, I think in today's day and age, it's sort of a, you know, goes hand in hand with, you know, being an artist and letting people, you know, they have to know about your work and yourself to, you know, to know that it's out there, know that it exists. So that's something that I'm working on, and, you know, they can follow me, and I'm trying to do better about keeping the photos and some videos going, and, you know, you can follow me and Google the stuff, and, you know, it's tough. Even for me, I don't know. You know, there'll be movies playing on, you know, TV that I don't even, I'll see a message from an actor on Facebook, and they're like, oh, hey, the movie's playing tonight. Like, nobody, you know, there's no one out there that's saying, oh, hey, Jared, your movies are playing here or there, you know, at this time on this network. I don't even know, to be honest. So, you know, it's hard. It's hard to keep up because, you know, they'll air something out of the blue.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right about that. You're absolutely right. Well, Jared, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me. And I'm all the questions, but I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
You know, I'd like to first thank you for taking the time to interview me. Thank Clint Morris for arranging this. And thank people that enjoy watching my movies, and hopefully there will be more to come, more bigger movies. I'm working on a Leonard Skinner movie now, of an amazing band, and that's really what I've been putting a lot of time and focus into, and be on the lookout for that, you know, the movie. And, you know, follow along, enjoy life, stay positive. You know, and to all the artists out there listening, you know, keep going, stay hardworking. It's a very, you know, and just enjoy every moment that you can, because you never know when it's going to end. Life is short, and you know, just try to be a, you know, always, I'm always trying to be a better person.
Absolutely. That's all I, you know. Absolutely. That's some great advice too. Yeah, that's some great advice. Well, Jared, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And, yeah, anytime, if you want to chat further, just give me a call, and I'm happy to chat with you.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Take care. Have a great day.
You as well.
guys, that was film director Jared Cohen. You can check out his newest film, The Devil's Domain, as well as King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. We'll put the link to his information in the body of this post. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're also on your iOS device. If you've got an Apple product of any kind, you can listen to us by downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free in the iOS store. Download the app, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with Jared. Lastly, we're available on Android. If you've got an Android phone of any type or an Android product, you can listen to us by going to the Google Play Store, search Google Play Music, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You can stream this interview. You can download it. You can share it with your friends. You can like it, all free of charge.